Uh-huh. Show number 52.
52?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on show number 52. We're worried.
God, they're flying by. We're going to be hitting the sesquicentennial soon.
What is sesquicentennial?
Number 150.
Who would ever make up that number?
Did you know, Waiting for Guffman?
Yeah.
Where I learned it.
Yeah.
You learn things from watching TV.
Yeah, not really.
Still getting at this musical magic. Out of industry madness, summer just started cracking. Through all the clouds, harsh everyday strain marks. Stress on the brain alleviated through this all here. Done had some dark years, fighting voices in the ear. Love crushing all the fears with all of my folks in here. Joy, laughter, and tears. These roads that I steer, destination wherever, man, I don't know. Just drop seeds in the tracks and then watch kids grow. So, what you know about these upcoats? Microphone warriors that flow for the west. No rest for the weary, them spit to see clearly equipped for. Gearing my insides with pins sliding, actions aligned. I'm bonding this love of mine, grinding every night without any sleeping time. Daydreaming at the bind and making our dreams alive. When we capture the time, art imitates life. Electrifying spines, the reality of my surroundings is like Angelo's sight. Needed 20 years later, scared to be ourselves in a world of perpetrators. Still surviving off a fishbone, yes. I know that my chosen quest would be a never-ending test of spiritual endurance through these times or less. Tomorrow ain't promised, so right now I'm blessed to be doing me fully free on this path that is paved for me. Blazing infinitely for the sake of humanity. MCs and the seeds that'll be coming up after me. Determine exactly how the hip-hop chapter reads and pages of history when facing gentrification, whitewashing, assimilation. You still had faith in the power of a soul. Watching they towers fall. What happens right now, y'all, is still our call. But we scared of living on in the belly of Babylon Beast prison mentality. We deal with the fear and the love. Rest a great area. Now I'm looking for civil pleasures. The only jewels I treasure was buried in musical measures. Rocking forever and on up to the planet is gone. Live and in living color. My attitude like bad brains. Put it down every day like Northwest rain. For the folks that know, black music is not a game.
Top of it.
I needed another 5 seconds to swallow that shawarma that I've been eating, slowly kicking away at.
That was cool. Where'd you find that?
That was on Questlove's page.
What's his name? Gabriel. Questlove. Gabriel, your mama?
Yeah, exactly. That dude, come on. Have a little respect for the artist. Gabriel, what is it?
I don't have it. That's why I'm asking. Do you think that I actually had it in front of me and I would insult the artist like that? I'm disappointed. It's Gabriel Theodoros. Gabriel Theodoros. And that was the song Beautiful World.
You know, the thing I like about that song the most, and I'm shocked that I actually find myself thinking this, is I like the message.
Because you're a hippie.
I'm freaking cornball, man.
You're a cornball hippie.
Listening to that, and I'm like, it's got such a nice message.
You're like my mom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, do you have her number? Can I call her? We can hang out.
That's it. You just crossed the line, Dan.
That's right. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to hit you.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, all right. Well, let's cut to another song while I kick your ass.
Yeah, violence.
We'll be right back.
That was nice.
Who is that?
The Sound Team.
I like that.
That's their name, the Sound Team.
Where are they from? Who's got you now, Mitch?
Why don't you talk while I do some research? What do you say, Dan?
Oh, come on. You don't show up prepared?
Yeah.
Jeez, I do my homework. I work hard for this show, and you just strut in like you own. Oh, wait, you do own the place, and you own the show.
But I'm not, like, obsessed with where people are from. I just like what they sound like. And they're from Austin, Texas. There, I got the answer. What the fuck?
Yeah, like, you didn't know the answer, you? You have it, but you didn't know it.
Well, and you're...
You hear me, but you don't listen to me,
Mitch. You had your computer on. I thought you were checking it out.
Last time, you didn't wash the fruit. I brought over some... You didn't wash the fruit, and I got so upset. I mean, I don't want to eat apples that aren't washed.
This isn't working, Dan.
Fuck. I knew this would happen.
You know, Google has a checkout system now.
To like, I'm a checking you out?
No, like a checkout, like a shopping cart.
For what? What do you buy?
You just, I don't know. They just want your money. They just want
they
you
just
to
have
register.
A cart. Add it to my cart.
Yeah. Like,
here's my credit card.
You know how like Hotmail tried that passport thing?
Yeah, I never got that.
Like, it was like, yeah, if you do passport, then like, you can buy stuff. You can do one-click purchases all over the net. And everyone was like, no.
Was that before one? That was before one-click purchase.
No, but
it?
I'm starting to get worried about Google is what I'm saying.
You should be.
They're like doing shit.
Yeah, those guys, they just do it. They're trying just to back there and they're doing
they're
stuff.
They're like the new Microsoft.
It's like, don't look behind the curtain, but you want
to. No, but I used to really think Google was like awesome. You know? Like, I still use them for all my searches.
Now you think they're becoming a megalomaniac?
And I have them for my mail. But like when I saw this checkout thing, I was like, that was a weird noise.
yeah, odd.
When I saw that checkout thing, I was like, oh, okay, so they really do. They really are trying to take over now.
So now, say, like with this, you can buy things on Frugal through Google Checkout?
Exactly.
Okay, so
it's like eBay.
Yeah, that's interesting and good.
So that's like their version of PayPal.
I guess I would.
Maybe I'm being freaky. Maybe I'm freaking out. But I think we gotta watch these fuckers.
I'm just paranoid because just like in our studio, three out of the six of us have had identity fraud.
Really?
No joke. No joke. Well, one of those three was actually one of the people in the studio's girlfriend, but three out of the six of us have had identity theft. And I that freaks me out. I mean, it is rampant out here and people are paranoid. I have so many passcodes. I have so many passwords and numbers and sentences and like secret questions that I have to know the answers to out here.
I know.
I keep them all on my computer now because I never know who wants what.
But if you keep it on your computer, then you're basically defeating
the
purpose.
Point. Yeah, exactly. But I can't keep it straight.
I think what they're trying to do is inundate us with all that crap so that they can instigate the chip in your wrist.
Take it. Sign me up. I'm there. I'll be the first in line to get the damn chip in my wrist.
Mark of the beast. Mark of the beast. You watch yourself, buddy. You're gonna fall. You're gonna get right in on Satan's plan.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of selling your soul to the devil, you heard this guy?
No.
Wait till you hear this guy.
Is it?
He's the ultimate one man band.
you play that all at the same time?
That's all him.
At the same time.
At the same time, live.
Pretty cool.
That's how he does. That's how he does it.
It's pretty cool.
Straight out of Detroit, Michigan. See that, Mitch?
That's pretty cool.
I'm on it. And yeah, man, the guy is like a petrol-powered gasoline engine of music. What?
What? See that, Mitch? I'm on it.
Dig.
No, he's good.
Yeah.
He's better than most one-man bands.
I actually don't know too many others. He's the only one I've really known lately.
You never see him like on like street performers?
Oh, yeah, but they don't count. They're Why street not? Performers.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
You know, that...
You're saying that street performers aren't real musicians? You're kind of saying that.
Well, okay, you're right. It is totally a wrong thing to say. Honestly, I can't back that up. I won't even get into the argument. Because sorry, man.
I know.
I'm going to pull that rug out from under you. But
because you would have been so wrong if that was your argument.
Well, yeah, that would have been... No,
he's good. I like him. Sorry for putting you in a weird spot. Let's go on to some more music. This is really getting out of hand.
Flying through it.
Yeah. I mean, why not, right?
Well, yeah, because I'm not done beating you yet. Come here so I can hit you.
Thank you.
And if you listen real closely, Notes Underground listeners, you can hear the magical gold dust sprinkles of Mr. Mitch McCallister.
Yeah.
In the house,
giving you the deepest mixes. Nothing but pure adrenaline.
Woo!
Whoa. Hi.
Dude. Hey. And we're back in the room.
You got my ears.
Where'd you come from with that one?
What, that track?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like it.
Well, not to say it's not my cup of tea, but it sucked.
You want to make out with me?
Yes.
Come here. You don't like that kind of music at all.
Well, maybe if it's like 6 a.m. and I'm wasted and everyone's dancing in the room.
How do you know one of our listeners isn't that right now?
Could be. I'd like to think they all are.
Yeah, you guys better be wasted tonight.
So who's that? Where are they from, Mitch?
I don't know. It's a band called Scuba.
Scuba? As in self-contained underwater breathing apparatus?
You know, you're funny because if you do like it, you love it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it...
It sucks!
You hate it.
Yeah, it's pretty much true. It's pretty much true.
There's no middle ground with you.
Well, isn't life more fun with heavy contrast? You know, when you're doing photography... In high school.
It's more dramatic.
You crank up the contrast. Am I, you calling me a drama queen?
A little bit.
I guess I gotta, you know, I gotta find it somewhere.
This is the Mitch and Dan fight.
This episode. Is the Mitch and Dan breakup episode. Dude, I want my clothes back.
Yeah, we'll.
And that mixtape I made you the other day?
You're not allowed to bring your bike over
anymore.
Hold
that back. Oh, don't bring my bike into this.
Well, that's
why. My bike never did anything to you.
That's pretty much what this is all coming down to, because every time you bring your bike over, you mark up my walls.
Yeah, you're just jealous.
And I got to get down on my hands and knees and scrub. Actually, I am. That's a good bike.
Yeah.
So, look, I found a little thing on them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know some stuff?
Yeah, what's this little thing?
Known for his multi-genre productions and all-around bona fide love of music, Philly-born funkster King Britt is truly an established dance music innovator. So there we go, Philly.
Philly, brotherly love.
King Britt. I don't know. It ties in, sort of.
Cool. Well, it's good to stretch the bounds of what we play here on the show. Feel free to comment, listeners.
Yeah, comment. Go ahead. Comment away. Here we go, Bonnie Prince Billy.
Straight out of Louisville, mind you.
It's all about where someone's from with you, isn't it? I'm from San Francisco.
From your mom's house.
It's hard enough to climb upon.
It's true. I am from my mom's house.
It was slow going at first. Sister, you have laid long in the sun. Aren't you dying of thirst? Oh, my dear, your suit is candy striped, and your legs are long and slim. If I whisper nothing's in your ear, will you pass them on? You have laid here by the waterside since the day we came to town. Have you thought that you could waste away? You don't care much for yourself. There are circles deep beneath your eyes. Why do you do this to yourself? If you like, we two could take a ride. I would love to take you down. We could watch the blue hair running and flying. We could see the sights in town. You've lived here by the waterside. You have let the family down. Cold and fruity drink waits us both. Watch me frolic in the sand. Oh, did you see me in the surf with a starfish in my hand? Soon the restaurants will open up, and soon the bars will light their lights. You have aged, you must start looking up, 'cause ugly things will come tonight. We could drive down to another beach, even tan your skin seems white. All our friends have gone away from here, so let's disappear from sight.
The Prince.
I feel like getting on a train and going across America. Maybe hanging out in Louisville for a while.
Yeah.
Drinking some beer.
With the hobos?
Have a hot dog.
Dude. Bonnie Prince Billy. Love that man. He writes some of the most gut-wrenching, rip your heart out, throw it on the floor, stomp on it songs, and, you know, is incredible. I think he's got me thinking lately about country music a lot more. Yeah. A lot more. And although I don't think that's one of the, what we just played was one of the best songs he's ever done by Mile, like, it's just the tip of the iceberg, and if you dig that.
It is nice. I like it.
Oh, shit. It's Halloween already. For those of you who don't know, Mitch has already revealed to me his secret Halloween outfit.
I like you. Do you like me?
Can you guess?
I want to have a, I want to show you a picture of my sister. She is number 4 prostitute in Kazakhstan.
That's just wonderful.
Yeah.
But, hold on, let me get back to my rant real quick, and I'll get over it, and then we'll move on.
Bonnie Prince Billy is the best ever.
Yeah, best ever. Yeah. Best ever. Yeah. He's white. All else is, they're evil. He's good. country was uncool for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. Don't know if you knew that. And even when it was uncool and people were into it, they were even doubly uncool because it just never was cool. And now it's like there's this wave. I don't know. Like, country got so inbred.
And that's when you started liking it.
Well, yeah, because now it's cool, and I'm not cool. No, but country got so inbred with young country and everything, and now it's no longer these boy bands and girl bands just exclusively.
It's not just about Christ.
It's not about, yeah, your tight jeans and, like, you know, your fake 10-gallon hat. It's like they've started, like, there's so much influence from so many other genres now. You got, like, Hank Williams III, Bonnie Prince Billy, Icy Hawks in LA. I mean, there's like this underground country scene that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Incredible. As the French might say.
They call it Americana.
Yeah.
What's the new, like, non-country word for country?
Americana?
Americana.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to get on that bandwagon.
Ask Lee the door.
On that trolley.
Hey, Lee, actually, we're missing you.
Dude, so are the listeners.
Maybe we could get a dork report from you.
Hell yeah.
What do you guys think about a dork report?
Woo!
The dork report. The dork report.
You got to teach me the words to that.
Yeah. So let me read so even though this is episode 52, I'm a little bit behind on the production schedule. So we haven't released 51 yet, but we got plenty of comments from show 50. A
lot of love in the air.
One of them is, So Dan, of course, said it's all fixed. That was because I screwed it up the first time around, and then I fixed it. And then Travis says, "Thanks for the fix." And then Travis says, "Oh yeah, and by the way, a male camel toe is called a moose knuckle."
Digging it. Digging it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You can buy the domain for $15.
Really?
Uh-oh. Which one of you listeners is going to buy mooseknuckle.com and make a site out of it?
Ooh. There's money there.
Gross. Okay. James says, "Hey, congratulations on the 50th show. I'm based in the UK and I've heard every show and I've enjoyed every single one. I've found some great new bands that I've listened to again and again and again. Keep it going and get the Dork Report on the air." See?
Yep.
They want the Dork Report.
They want you. They're calling out for you, asking for the encore.
And Gabriel says, or Gabriel, I think it's Gabriel, says, "Dead Science reminds me a lot of David Bowie. It's good stuff, though. This is the first time I've listened to your show."
Good stuff, though? Though?
Yeah. Good stuff, though. Well, oh, yeah, because David Bowie is actually really good, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, why'd you say though, Gabriel? Expand on that, would you?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says,
"Prove your worth, Gabriel."
And he says, "This is the first time I've listened to your show, and I really dig it. You have a new subscriber."
Awesome.
And then
hang out, get to know us.
And then Kiwi Andy says, "Congrats on 50 shows. After 49, in your discussion of dying iPods, mine decided to stop working. How do I go on,
dude?" You know, it gets easier.
I hope that we didn't jinx him. You know, like he's sitting there listening to our show and then, I don't know what to say.
Oh my God.
And he says, "About time for a change in the Flickr, isn't it?" Which
yep.
was true. So yeah. I changed it.
Thank you.
I think Bicycles was on there for like 2 months. So, dude, am I missing something? Because wasn't there a post on existentialism?
I posted something up there.
Which show?
A little
was
abstract
that?
On my new dissertation about existentialism.
Was it 49?
It might be on 49. I'll tell you what's on 49.
Yeah.
A sweet young listener named Fist Slamming Chica says, "Hey there, Dan. You can fist slam me anytime."
Oh, that was a funny one.
So, do you like to wrestle? My name's Dan. Come on over.
Yeah.
Ugh, there you go. That was the fist slam right there.
Let's see. Yeah, so actually we got some really in-depth responses on Show 49. Check them out. Someone actually asked because Notes from Underground is a novel.
Mm-hmm.
By Dostoevsky, and he happens to be one of my favorite authors, which is actually where the name of the show came from. So he wanted to know about existentialism, postmodernism, and indie music. And
so I whipped something out for him last Sunday morning.
And so go. And so Dan
Existentialism, Postmodern, and Indie Music, a posted comment of an abstract of an essay on Wikipedia by Mr. Daniel J. Seiden, Esquire, BSME MADIC. To begin discussing existentialism and indie music, we must first normalize our lexicon to truly generate an absolute and controlled relation to the subject matter. Existentialism is defined as a philosophy stemming from Heidegger, Jaspers, Marcel, and Sartre, and sits directly opposed to rationalism and empiricism.
Don't forget Nietzsche.
He's sort of
involved, but it doesn't really count.
It's a philosophy that emphasizes the uniqueness and isolation of the individual experience in a hostile and indifferent universe, with regards to human existence as inexplicable, and stresses freedom of choice and responsibility from the consequences of one's acts. Existentialism within the indie rock music scene finds its initial roots within the subgenre of shoegaze music, and this descends and its descendant newgaze music, a genre considered by many to have been established established through the music of the Brian Jonestown Massacre, Bethany Curve, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, and that's just the B section of the alphabet. This essay sets out to prove the close correlation between existentialism, postmodern, and the indie rock music scene.
Well done, Dan. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There's plenty more where that came from, Mitch.
Yeah. Yeah. No, seriously.
Hand me my cape.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe you should be an existentialist for Halloween.
I'm all about brains and vats.
Brains in vats?
Yeah. Like the Matrix, you know, we're all just little brains in vats in outer space and being, you know, probed and prodded in order to create this world that is not actually real. So
do you think there's life on other planets, Dan?
Yeah. Let's go there right now.
These guys are from the UK.
Coming into Harrisburg. Never seen a body look so tense. Tell me, Mr. Kennedy, have you ever seen the clouds so dense? Coming into Cleveland, riding in the van with Zebedee Dove. Tell me, Mr. Kennedy, have you ever seen the clouds so low? Maybe it'll rain, maybe it'll rain tonight. Maybe it'll rain, maybe it'll rain tonight. Coming into paradise, thinking that I must have been here once. Me and Mr. Kennedy haven't seen a blade of grass in months. Maybe it'll rain, maybe it'll rain tonight. Maybe it'll rain, maybe it'll rain tonight. Here she comes. Here she comes again. Here she comes as she comes as she comes as she comes as she comes. Coming into Pittsburgh, dreaming of a thousand open shops. Me and Mr. Kennedy stretching out to catch the first few drops.